This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
An Australian man was busted with more than $140 million worth of meth in his van. This after crashing into a police car that was parked outside of a police station.
Most people that are busted with meth in their car wouldn't even have $140 on them, let alone $140 million worth of something.
I just don't understand why you would drive anywhere near a police station. I avoid police stations like the plague.
Even when you're like not driving with $140 million in meth.
Yeah, because they could catch you doing anything and you'd be like, oh, I didn't realize I had to wear my seatbelt.
I think this is one of those cases where if you're dealing, you shouldn't be using.
The best drug dealers
don't use their own product.
Don't use.
They'll test it out. Have you seen the movie Blow? Exactly.
Yeah.
Look what happens.
This woman has been charged for grabbing her spouse's junk with such force that he crumpled to the ground. He said it wasn't with his consent. Now, this couple have two kids. This is making the news.
Mm-hmm. Imagine.
Can you imagine? When's the divorce?
I just can't picture anything else with this whole story but being one of those kids' classmates and never letting the story die.
No.
Like, they're going to get made fun of every time their mom is, like, at an event.
Picking them up from their hockey practice. Oh, God.
Squeezy.
Hey, Squeezy. A 9-year-old girl was injured when she was tossed in the air by a bison. Did you see this viral video?
Yeah.
Happened at Yellowstone National Park. Apparently, there were a bunch of tourists that were just hanging around this bison for at least 20 minutes. Over 50 people. Of course, this bison eventually is going to be like, all right, that's it. But when he charges at this 9-year-old girl, she flies through the air. And meanwhile, her parents are running away.
Well, they just booked her.
They just left.
I was trying to think of what I would do in that situation. And I just, would you run and tackle your kid?
I would never bring my children around a 2,000 pound bison or however much they weigh.
Yeah, this is why I don't even go for walks. All right. So I came across an interesting statistic. I wanted your opinion on this. According to Cosmo Magazine, which I read avidly.
I know you do. I've found your magazines.
80% of guys want their girls to suggest a three-way, but wouldn't dare ask. I don't know who the 20% are. If they're guys that are willing to ask and get in a lot of trouble likely, or if they're people that aren't interested in, dudes that aren't interested in a threesome, which to me, like, why not?
Okay, so you as a male, mm-hmm. is that a dream of yours? Have a threesome?
No comment.
What do you mean no comment? You basically just said, you're like, I don't know who these 20% are.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the goal? So like, what dude would you choose? Harry Styles?
No, I would say like, yeah, I can totally relate with the 80% of guys that would want their girls to suggest it, but yeah, wouldn't ask for it.
If I had a boyfriend who was like, Lisa, I really want you to suggest we have a threesome. I'd be right. Like, are you just asking me to have a threesome?
Right.
Like, that's what you're saying here. I would say yes, but there would be rules.
Well, what are the rules? That's what I wanted to ask, too. 780-784-7107.
No eye contact. Don't look at them. Don't talk to them. Don't touch them. And don't follow them on Instagram. And then it's a done deal. Let's do this.
You can't look at them or touch them?
Nope.
I'm not sure if you know what a threesome is. You have to be able to look at them.
Nuh-uh.
Okay, so
Lisa, touch them and it's over. But yeah, I'm down for a threesome if that makes you happy, honey.
It sounds like you're really not. Yeah, I don't think I would have many rules, like can't be related. Congratulations to Alicia, who commented first at 780-784-7107. And picked up a gift certificate to Southgate Center.
Okay, speaking of first, you know how that's a trend on Instagram where a celebrity will post a picture and people will comment trying to be the first comment?
Mm-hmm.
So they just post like the letter F or they write out the word first. I saw you did that on Selena Gomez's latest post because she doesn't post often.
What?
And it popped up. Like, you know how you can see like if your friends follow someone, those comments show up and you wrote first.
I
that is so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's usually like teenagers, like even young teenagers that want the attention.
Did you get any likes on it?
Yeah, I got a few. I was first.
I don't think you were.
Yeah, it was like I saw the post and then I was like, it said just now when it ended up was uploaded.
Yeah.
And there was no comments. There was only like 6 likes on it.
Yeah,
and
right.
Selena, yeah, I was just happened to be on my phone at the exact moment that she uploaded it. So I was the first comment. I just wanted, it was a social experience.
Are you embarrassed that I saw that?
Yes. Our listener, Krista, won not only Backstreet Boys tickets, but K-Day passes.
Yeah.
And decided to do something pretty unique with them. So we got Krista on the phone. Fire away. What did you get up to with your tickets?
I don't know. I feel like I've been so lucky that I went to the Star and I gave my tickets to some kids yesterday.
That want to go check out Backstreet Boys?
Yeah. And K-Days.
Oh, you gave away everything.
Yeah. But you know what? Honestly, like, I can afford it. Like, that's my mentality is, like, if I really want to go, I can afford it.
You would have
like,
bought tickets.
And I'm sure they could, too.
That's amazing. I just, yeah, I noticed that you tagged us in the post, and I thought it was a pretty cool story. So, thank you for touching base.
Yeah, well, thank you for reaching out.
Enjoy not going to the show tonight,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, just watch other people's Instagram stories. It's fine.
I will, for sure.
thank you for the call, Krista. How awesome is that story?
It's so wonderful. And I'm so thankful that she told us, too, because it's one of those things a lot of people just do it secretly.
For sure.
But I like that she posted this for us to be able to see that, because then it motivates other people to do good in the world. I don't think it's bragging. You know how some people are like, why would you take time to post that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I loved Krista tagging us in that. Okay, this is really exciting news. Now and Then is about to hit Netflix. It's one of my favorite childhood movies. Did you ever see Now and Then?
No.
What? All right, we're sitting down. You, me, Charlie, and I'm going to force you guys to watch Now and Then.
What is it even, like, I've never even heard of it.
Is anyone else embarrassed for Ryder right now? I can't deal with you.
Wasn't really paying attention at the start of your story, too, so I just have no idea what's
unbelievable.
Going on.
J-Lo turned 50 yesterday. Watching this story that A-Rod posted on Twitter, it is blowing up. It is going viral. It is the original Jenny from the Block given her at the DJ booth. She's partying so hard in Miami, and I've heard in the past that this girl doesn't drink. That's her secret to looking so youthful. Picture yourself at your 50th birthday party. Would you be in a club in Miami in a tube top?
Sorry, they wouldn't let me into a club in Miami.
Yeah, they'd be like, wrong demographic.
Yeah, can you please leave, sir?
There's a cafe down the road if you want to go hang out there.
Are you here to pick up your daughter? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood hits theaters tonight. It's the story of Charles Manson. I'm really interested to see how Quentin Tarantino did this.
Yeah.
Because the story of Charles Manson is so disturbing, but it looks like the movie is like borderline comedy.
Interesting.
I mean, he was able to do it with the Holocaust when you look at Inglourious Basterds, so.
Yeah, I just really want to see Brad Pitt on screen again, Leonardo DiCaprio on screen again.
He's also taken on slavery and done the same thing,
yeah.
Like put like a light twist to the storyline. You're always hoping for the good guys in his movies
for
so
sure.
much,
yeah.
though, so I'm interested to see who the good guy in the story is. Sounds like Tom Cruise almost got the role instead of Brad Pitt.
I'm very glad that they went with Brad Pitt.
Yeah. I don't know how Quentin Tarantino could have watched and made Inglourious Basterds and then been like, might go with someone else, Brad.
Backstreet Boys are in town tonight. Enjoy the show if you are heading down to Roger's Place. I'm pissed about it because tonight's my book club meeting and 90% of these women are like, can't make it, Lisa. Going to Backstreet
Sorry.
Boys. I'm like, I guess I'll just hang out by myself and talk about this book. Cool.
You're going to a coffee shop downtown, right?
Little Brick Cafe.
You'll be able to hear, like, in the distant background, you're going to be able to hear.
Backstreet's back. All right. I'll be like, shut up.
Kids in pubs. Is it a place where they belong?
I don't know if it's a place where they belong, but I understand why most establishments have figured it out that they need to allow children in order to get more business.
Well, yeah, you know what? I don't mark my words exactly, but I'm pretty sure the Canadian Brewhouse, their plans were to never be kid-friendly. And then when they built the location out in Leduc, just based on the license that they got, they had to be.
Okay.
There was already, like, no kid restaurant close by. So they had to allow kids during certain hours, and they realized that business was booming in those hours. A lot of people came for brunch with the kids and whatever. So now I think their goal at most places is to have it kid-friendly until 8 p.m. I like it.
As a parent.
As a parent, but I would not take my kid unless she was behaved. Unless she could, I could trust that she'd be behaved. If I couldn't, it's not a place for her.
I'm totally okay with seeing kids in pubs if their parents are making a point to keep their kids at the table, mm-hmm. not running around, crawling on the ground, running into waiters, hot food plates, etc. I think the animosity starts when it's like a flushed-faced parent who's not watching little Curtis blowing his nose all over the cutlery.
That's when I start thinking,
like, what is happening?
Nobody names their kid Curtis anymore.
They don't?
I can't buy into this story.
Oh, sorry. Then it's Jackson.
I took my daughter to Provincial yesterday, Pub, Waymud Crossing.
It was her first ever Wing Wednesday. How'd she like it?
She had a blast, and it was awesome. And then we went and played pinball. She had never played that before.
Cool.
Which was super fun, and she was very well behaved, and then was out of there. Her mom picked her up in good time. But I like the atmosphere, and I like her adjusting how she acts to be in a more adult situation. And then we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese and play like kids.
But don't you think that in that atmosphere, the more your friends are drinking beer, the more they're loosely saying things about
topics
that you don't want your daughter to be exposed to at 7?
Yeah, there was a lot of swearing, I noticed. And I was like, to be honest, she was more well-behaved than you are on your average trip to the pub.
Well, that's also an issue. If I were there, I wouldn't want your daughter to see me in that state.
Right.
Couple double Caesars, like Bud Light and clams.
Dancing on a table with
shots of Jameson.
Slinging your bra at random dudes that walk by.
Singing karaoke too loud. It's just not something I want her to see.
Lisa's a real good time when she goes out, by the way. So in Halifax, there was someone parked right beside a fire hydrant, and there ended up being a fire. So this is a huge inconvenience for firefighters.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't hook up their hose properly when there's a car parked right there. So there's a very good reason why that is a rule of the road. These firefighters ended up having to smash both the back windows and just run the hose through the car.
Yep. You got to do what you got to do in those moments.
And now that story is going viral, but I think it's a good reminder because there's a very good reason why that one is in place, like I said. Although there are some rules that are a little more breakable than that one. We wanted to shed some light on those.
Craig tweeted us saying, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't every rule of the road just a suggestion in Lisa's eyes? Okay.
Yeah, bad driver.
I'm not a bad driver. I'm just an impatient person.
You rent a room at my house. We literally come to work at the exact same time, and I refuse to go with you because it stresses me out.
I thought you just like to have some nice, like, quiet time to yourself on the way before.
No, it's just I can't be your passenger. And you comment on my driving too much.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started.
So, yeah, we just drive separately. I know it's not great for the environment, but
Grandpa Ryder. He takes the scenic route and, like, looks out the window and, like, you're going 40 kilometers an hour.
What's the rule of the road that you think you ignore the most?
I think, okay, confession. Sometimes I will, oh, God.
Here it comes.
Park in a expectant mother's stall. Maybe I am expecting. I don't know. What time of the month is it? You never know.
So you park there because there's a chance you
could
be.
There's a chance. Who knows?
No, but that's
and I'm just getting one item. Pregnant women, they're bored. They're at home. They're going. They're getting a haul. They're going to be there for a while. I'll be quick. I'll get out of their way.
And it's not for, like, women that are expecting in the first trimester. It's for, like, 9-month pregnant women who have a very rough time being mobile. I know that they should be walking anyway. That would be a better argument for you. Right?
We brought this up because we're being honest. I've done it not too many times. I can count on one hand. And yes, I have felt guilty every time.
It runs in the family, though.
Well, my mom, one time when we were in a rush, parked in a stall that said
for moms and little ones.
For moms and little ones. She's like, well, I have little ones.
I'm a mom.
She meant like her chest. I was like, mom, but we were in a rush. We had, okay, that's where I get it from.
Yeah.
We're bad people. I'm aware.
The small apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? Small little.
I always will like leave the store trying to look really bloated too.
No.
This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded.
The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.